We thought, well, yeah, this is really nice. This has got to be the one that God wants for us. But praise the Lord, he finally sent us to the one that he wanted for us, and it is huge. My wife is really happy. My kids are happy. And guys, if you just trust in God and believe in God and have faith in God, he will never, ever, ever leave you hanging. He will never leave you beside the wayside. He will never let your kids do without food. He will never let you without a place over your head if you just trust in him and believe in him and have faith in him. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Wow. Now that is a good jump start today. If you needed a jump start, amen. I want you to stand for the reading of the word, please. I'm going to be reading a very familiar passage. And I know they read this psalm a lot of times at funerals, which is it's a beautiful psalm, but I'm not reading it this morning because I'm thinking about a funeral. I'm reading it this morning because it's such an awesome psalm of God, of the Lord, for me today. It's Psalm 23. Psalm 23. And there's so much in it that I'm not going to go through everything to tell you everything about it. But, Miss Rita, I remember that time you taught on that, Psalm 23. But I want to read it in the Message Bible. And I want you to take this and say, this is mine today. This is mine. And it says in the Message Bible, God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. Now, another version says, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. So I stopped right there. Now, this is one of the places I will stop. Because what struck me was that how many times do we go to the Lord and say, well, Lord, I need this? And this morning when I was reading that, I felt impressed to say, I shouldn't have to pray for my needs. Now, come on, follow me here. Because he said, I supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now, there are some wants I've got that I seek the Lord for. But I shouldn't have to pray and say and beg God for a house to live in or food to put on the table or my car to be fixed when it's broken down or new tires. When I've got, I just say, thank you, God, you supply all my need. Okay? Just what happened this morning in your testimony. But how many times do we go around and most of our prayers to God is, God, I need this. Johnny just needs a new pair of shoes. Johnny just needs this. And he really got on to me today because he said, I don't need a thing. Why? Because my God supplies. And he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and what? All these things. The Gentiles seek after their needs. We don't. Okay? We just thank him for providing them. Amen? All right. Now, then he goes on to say, you have bedded me down in lush meadows, and you find me quiet pools to drink from. Wow. Now get a picture, use your imagination this morning for the Lord. Picture a quiet, refreshing place. That's where we are. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through the death valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a six-course dinner in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. Do you need to be revived today? Is your head drooping a little bit? My cup brims with blessings. That means blessings run over. I don't have to beg for blessings. Well, there you go. I don't have to ask for blessings. They're just there. They overtake me according to Deuteronomy 28. I'm just going along doing my thing. And the blessing just comes out and grabs a hold of me. Okay. Boy, somebody's going to preach today. I don't know who it is, but anyway. Then he says, your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. And I'm back in the house of God for the rest of my life. Talk about security and acceptance and provision. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, let's praise him today. Okay. Keep talking. Now, I was doing fine until you told me to keep talking.
Keep talking.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. We don't have to have the music. Just give him the honor and the glory this morning. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus, because of who you are. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for your provision. I thank you, Father God, that we don't have to seek things as the Gentiles think. But, Father God, you restore, you reveal, and you provide in the mighty name. You are Jehovah Jireh, amen? The God who provides, amen, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and we magnify you. We glorify you. And, Lord, I just thank you for new equipment. Amen. Thank you, Father God, for everything this church needs. Amen. It's there. If it's a need, it's there. Hallelujah. 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 If we need a bigger offering, it's there. Come on, folks. I need you to agree with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right.
Oh, dear God, we ask for your favor. Come as we do this place. Oh, we desire you. Won't you be with you, be where you are, dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you. And I will climb this mountain. And I step on. Want me to do, Lord God? Tell me what you want for my life. It's yours, oh God, it's yours. Do your will, have your way. Be Lord God in this place. Oh, I want your will to be done. And I will climb this mountain.
thank you that your way and your will be done in this place and in our lives this morning. Praise Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near,
and I will fear no fear. You never let go of me.
And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on.
A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? We're singing, oh no, you never let go. You never let go, every high and every low, no. You never let go, Lord, you never let go of me, yeah. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be no end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh. The storms.
Oh no, you never let go.
Every high and every low.
Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Yeah.
Oh, oh no, you never let go.
Praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you told him you loved him today? Praise God. Hallelujah. He hear our hearts as we magnify and as we worship him to continue. Let our praises be known unto him. Remember, we're not trying to get him to do something. We're thanking him for what he's done, and we're worshiping him because of who he is. Amen.
Hear these praises from a grateful heart.
praises, God. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much.
Lord, I love you. Tell him that today, church. Come on now. Lord, I love you. My soul sings. Come on.
In your presence, carried on your wings. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much.
How my soul longs, Lord.
How my soul longs for you. Longs to worship you forever in the
Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We worship and magnify you today. In the mighty name of Jesus.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise. Thank you.
if you're here today, or if you're listening today, and you know there is any doubt in your mind whether or not when that time comes you're going to rise and you're going to be with Him, you need to do something about it right now. Right now, this very minute, you need to say, Jesus, I believe in You. I accept what You have done for me, Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be part of You. I want You in my life. I want to be part of Your family. And I want that peace and that assurance that only You can give. Amen. Do it right now.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. The sun.
To pray in the Holy Spirit and to worship Him in the Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, there may be somebody here who says, you know, Pastor Laverne, I don't even have the baptism with the Holy Spirit. I'd like to have that. I'd like to be able to pray and to praise Him and to pray in that language that prays the perfect will of God. Well, you can receive it this morning. You can receive it right now. Hallelujah. The power, the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Father, we thank You. Come on, church, pray. Intercede, church. Come on, pray in those, pray in that language that God's given you. Even the children and the youth in this house, a lot of you have received the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Begin to pray as one voice to God.
In the name of Jesus, wonderful. Yes, in the name of Jesus, wonderful. All the world can come to Him and have their sins removed. Yes, in the name of Jesus, wonderful. Jesus, wonderful.
Somebody's got a word. God's not done. Somebody's got a word.
When we stepped up here a while ago, Ricardo said, "Miss Darlene, how are you today?" It is, I answered, "I'm fine." You know, without thinking about things that that go on in your life, a lot of times you say, "I'm fine." When I said, "I'm fine," immediately I remembered a story in the Bible about a woman whose son had died, and she went out across the field and she met her husband, and he asked her what was wrong or something like that, and she said, "All is well." And I thought, it's like the Lord spoke to me and said, when you say, "I'm fine," if you say it, if you say you're fine, then you're fine. And just right after that, we began to sing that song, "I Will Rise," and I want you to listen to the first line of it. And all of this happened in a split second. This is a suddenly, Shirley, because the Lord can teach you more in a second than you can learn in a lifetime listening, you know, when people try to. But listen to this first little bit of this song. "There is a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There is an anchor for my soul, and I can say, it is well." So whatever's going on in your life right now, the Lord said, speak to it. It is well. That's the word on it.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say, it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory
will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. I will rise.
You know, the Lord is telling you, you need to rise today. It's awesome to sing about the time when he's coming, and we know we're going to rise. But I tell you what, some of you need to rise today because you're sitting in your comfort zone. And the Lord says to you, you need to rise up. You need to rise up and begin to do what you've known God's calling you to do instead of sitting back there on your comfort seat. Rise up. We just love you so much and thank you for today. Lord God, we thank you for this church. We thank you for our pastor. Lord, I thank you for the teachers that you've provided here. I thank you for each class and the anointing that's on these teachers as they study, Father God, and desire of their heart is just to impart the word to the children and to the youth. Lord God, that they'll grow up even being mightier. Lord God, and they're not even going to have near the junk that we've had to deal with. Because the pure words being taught to them, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
I just pray that they receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want everybody that's standing to sit down for just a second. After you sit down, I want you to do this. If you've got something in your body that you don't like being there, a pain, a condition, a growth, just whatever you got there that you've been problemized with, and you want God to do something this morning, I want you to stand up.
Jesus' name. Wow. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for the name that's above every name. And the name that you said, in that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I command in the name of Jesus that everything in these people's bodies that's causing them problems this morning, it has to bow to the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that that name carries power and authority. And I thank you, Lord God, you said he forgives us all our iniquity and he heals all of our diseases. And so, Lord God, I'm calling upon that this morning, that promise that you made, that their diseases and our sicknesses, Jesus bore them, and by his stripes, we are healed. And I thank you, Lord God, that there's going to be manifestations, and that people are going to come back with testimonies. So what happened to them today in this service? By the power and the presence of God. By the power and the presence of God. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. Hallelujah. And while we're in this atmosphere, we're going to pray over our prayer list.
Okay.
As many of you all know that Jayden and Antoine come to live with us last June. And we were so thankful. God answered prayer for that. But when we went to start him in school in August, he had to start 2 weeks late because we had to wait till it's legal. And so they tested him. And really didn't test high enough to go into third grade. But because of his age and he'd done been held back 1 year, we decided to make the choice to go ahead and we started him in third grade. They tested 2 weeks ago. We had awards the other day, so we went to these awards. First of all, he got perfect attendance. He was healthy all year we went. He got given the 110% award of his whole third grade, and he made 27 points higher than anybody on the MAP score in the math. So God has blessed him richly.
I tell you what, just things begin to happen when the presence of the Lord gets in a family and gets in surrounding children. Amen. Glory
to
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. This is the, you were able to read these names.
All right.
I got to get my water.
I'm going to lift these names up and then pastor's going to pray. But we won't be repeating them again, but we're going to start lifting it up now. We pray for Dimple Buck's healing. That's Barbara's mother. We pray for Robert and Donnie Turner. That's Barbara's brother. That they be saved. Pray for Edwin Jackson this morning. By the stripes of Jesus, he was healed.
Amen.
We pray for Israel and Wanda Cunningham. We pray for Paul and Phyllis. We pray for Jennifer and Alan Grimes in the name of Jesus. We pray for Maddie Lawhorn. She needs strength for her rehab. The family of Samantha Young, who passed away Friday. We pray for Philip Sutton, the healing in the name of Jesus from possible cancer. We pray for John Watts, yes, for healing in the name of Jesus. And Cole Lawson, amen. Stop smoking in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Cheryl Jackson for the situation that the Lord knows. We pray for Juanita Glant, that she be steady and healed on her feet in Jesus' name. Pray for Valerie Dunbar. I got a call this morning from Craig, and she's got a broken hip, and she's in Taylor County. We pray for Hope. Got a text from Hope, and her mom's just getting ready to go be with Jesus, and pray for her and the family, and they're in the hospital over in Russell County. Pray for Larry Neat, that God is faithful to deliver and to heal him from every form of sickness and disease. Amen.
Anybody want to add a name?
Pat. Amen. Hallelujah. And we pray for Pat. Thank you, Father God, that she has been rested. And Lord God, you are her shepherd. And she hears your voice. Mm-hmm. And she knows where you're taking
her.
Jesus. She's going to end up being just exactly what you want her to be. In Jesus' name, amen. She hears you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Father, we come before you right now. We mentioned these names. We've lifted them up to you. And we thank you, Lord God, that there are people that you love, that you care for. There are people that Jesus died for. He died to forgive their iniquities. He died to take away their sicknesses, disease. He died to give them peace. And Lord God, I thank you for being with them and meeting their need, just like you said you would. And we know, Lord God, you're faithful. And that we are blessed because we're your children. We are blessed because we serve you.
Amen.
And because you, Lord God, made covenant promises to us.
Amen.
And as the writer said, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord God, for it. And it will work for those who believe. And we thank you, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, for being with those that are not with us this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for watching after them. Some of them are traveling. They're out of town. We ask you, Lord God, to minister to them, take care of them. Thank you, Father, for being with the others. If there are those that are sick, they've missed today because of it. We just pray for them now in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, that you are their healer. And the others, Lord God, that just found it more convenient to do something else. We lift them up too. And we thank you, Lord God, that you love them. They're your children. And we know, Lord God, that you're going to minister to them. We pray for our nation, all of our leaders. We pray, Lord God, that there will be an ear turned towards the voice of the prophets. That the people of God, as they speak forth, they'll be heard and not ignored. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing our brothers and sisters around the world. Lord God, many of them with problems because of their faith that we don't even understand in this country. Lord God, we complain about the things that we seem to be losing the rights to. But nobody's threatened to cut our head off if we didn't change from Christianity. But they have, our brothers and sisters. And many of them have died because they wouldn't do it. Lord God, I pray that same kind of faith will be found in us. Because, Lord God, we know that we're gonna rise with you. We know that we're part of a different kingdom, an eternal kingdom. But we don't know what we're going to have to go through in order to get there. We don't know, Lord God, what's in the store for us in the years ahead of us. And Lord God, even we look in your book, we look in the Revelation of John, we find things in there that are not pleasant. But one thing that we always find in there is that you are faithful. You will bring us through. You will give us the strength that we need if we'll trust in you. And so, Father, we thank you for that today. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Be with the classes as they meet this morning, Lord God. Let your presence and your anointing touch their hearts and lives. And direct them, Father, and let them have an encounter with you today. We thank you, Father, for the pleasant spirit of God that's been with us. Just touching us, lifting us up, convicting us, telling us we can do better. And we thank you, Lord God, that you've got confidence in us. You've got confidence enough of us enough to be able, cause us to be able to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before the classes are dismissed, I want to call attention to something. Something that I'm kind of proud about. You know, the school's winding up and the competition with everything. And right now they're in the basketball's done. The softball is winding down or not, maybe about done. And baseball's, well, right now there's, the schools are in the track and field season. And Taylor County is sending their girls' relay team to the state.
That's right. They had earned that position, too.
They earned that position by finishing fourth in the 4x100 meter and the 4x200 meter in the regional tournament of Bardstown this past week. Now, what happens is that the ones that win automatically get to go. Then they have to fill some other spots, and when they fill those other spots, they look through the remainder of the teams in the state, and they pick the ones that with the fastest time, and so the Taylor County girls relay team got news this morning that they were invited to the state because of their score. And the thing that I'm proud of is that, well, there's four girls that are getting to go. Now, the rest of the track team, the runners, any of the runners going? Some others? Okay, one of the girls, but she's in the relay, too. And then discus thrower, I know they got a discus thrower that's going, and maybe a couple other athletes. But that four-girl team, a relay, we have two of those young ladies in our church.
Amen.
Sky Sapp, and Mercedes Hughes. Y'all stand up. I know everybody knows you, but... Now, when you look at them, they just kind of look like two pretty little girls that, you know, I mean, you know, they're just... But there's not very many girls in, if any, in the Taylor County High School that could keep up with those two right there running.
That's right.
And we're proud of you girls.
Amen.
And I think that's just awesome that half of the team is here in this little church. And if you took away either one of them, they might as well not go. Because the other three couldn't make up for it. And there isn't anybody to replace anybody on that. That four-girl team is the fastest four girls on the track team. And if any one of them drops out or something happened and they had to replace them, it'd be tough to replace them and have a chance to win. But y'all be praying for them. They run Friday. And, yeah, now we're going to dismiss you classes, and y'all may go to...